104.7, the Drop, the People Station for R&B and hip hop. Your girl America Jones, Therapy Thursday going down. You know, this is the part of the show where we really get a chance to talk to the community through our phone lines, our text lines, 303-893-DROP. And we bring in a variety of different folks that are supporting our ability to take care of our mental health. And today I am joined by Gina and Tyler, and they are a part of Healthy Kids, Healthy World, LLC, the newly formed social enterprise that is dedicated to providing kids, families, and communities impacted by trauma with tools, resources, and relationships they need to help heal and build healthy lives. We're super excited because trauma is something we're seeing so often in our young folks, and it is unbelievable how often our young folks are being affected, especially when we see scary things like school shootings and mass shootings that are taking place. And y'all kind of have a solution or a tool that can help communities find a new vibe. Is that a good way to say that?
It's a good way to say it, yeah.
You know, so welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Morning Drop. And we're excited to have you in, and we're really looking forward to having this conversation. So talk to us a little bit about what you all do.
Well, I'll tell you first about the music and how that all came about. Is that okay?
Yeah, start totally there fine.
You with the music?
This is your story. You get to tell your story how you want to tell your story. We don't get to do that very often. Somebody usurps us and tells our story for us. So you get to tell your story how you choose to tell it.
Well, in July, I was doing some trauma-informed care training, and it came up that hip-hop music is very healing for children that are experiencing trauma. It helps regulate the stress response systems in our brain and calms us down. And they were talking about how it's hard because there's not much hip-hop music for children. And so that just triggered something inside my brain, and I was like, let me see what I can do about that. Had a conversation with Tyler. If he felt like that was an avenue that would be worth pursuing, and yeah, take
it
away,
was.
Tyler.
Yeah, we made me and a local artist named Jordan Burgett and Josiah Humphreys made a record. How many songs? 10 songs.
10 songs on this.
10 songs
album.
On the first project, and it's kind of just the things you would run across in a day of being a kid. So it's just like waking up. It's some like logistical things like, you know, brushing your teeth or things like that. But then it's like the heavier things of like, you know, how do you deal with someone bullying you? How do you deal with, you know, the things that kids would face? So it was really fun to make a hip hop record that addressed those things because it was just fun. We've never done something like that.
Oh, I think that is super cool because we all know music is such a therapeutic vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a connector. It doesn't really judge you for what you have, what you don't have, any of those kind of things. What was your inspiration, though, behind like actually putting together? And I heard you say, like, you know, it kind of clicked in my brain that this could be a vehicle for us. But prior to that, you were doing this trauma work. But really, what were you seeing that was that you were saying, like, there has to be more? What was affecting that decision process for you?
Well, I mean, just all the trauma that kids face. It's, it's every day something new that a child is experiencing that can cause it can cause them to experience trauma. And I think for me, it was just coming out of the pandemic. We were in a mental health crisis prior to the pandemic, and then something during the middle of that. Just hearing stories and helping kids. I was working with two families in particular that just were really, really struggling. And I'm like, there has to be these tools have to be available for everyone, and how do we go about providing that? And our social enterprise is pretty new, and but we plan long term is to get tools, resources, build relationships within a community, and help these families and kids that are experiencing trauma. Because if we don't help change just the way their body, their minds are responding. And yeah, if we don't change that,
you're going to have adults.
We're going to have adults that are not prepared
to deal with trauma or pass that trauma on to the next generation.
Exactly.
So how can folks get this product? How can they download it? Where can they find it?
Instagram. Well, you can go to Instagram to find out more about Healthy Kids, Healthy World, but also Spotify, Apple.
All of them.
So every avenue.
What's the handle for them to figure that out?
Songs for Healthy Kids.
Okay, Songs for Healthy Kids.
So like on Apple, Spotify, everything, it's just going to be Songs for Healthy Kids.
Okay, and we have volume one is out. Volume two is coming out within a month.
Oh, that's excellent.
And so,
So how are you working with independent artists to put this together? Are you working with national artists, or is it all local Colorado-based, or does it have a different arc to it?
This was all just done. I work at Side 3 Studios, so
yes,
we did the whole
thing.
Yes,
shout out Adelia.
Yeah, shout out Adelia.
That's why you look so familiar to me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because I used to work with Midas, and we recorded many projects over there.
Oh,
Janelle
awesome.
Monáe came in and did
projects over there.
Sorry, we're having sidebar conversation. Amazing facility.
We just did the whole thing in-house. It was just a lot of, like, after I had a session, my friend Jordan would pull up. Gina sent us a lot of prompts, so just like it was a whole list of like dealing with bullies, dealing with feeling insecure, whatever it is, and then we would just look at those prompts. I would just make a beat, and Jordan would kind of just vibe out, and then we'd kind of, it was just a really organic, it was super easy. With kid stuff, it can be repetitive as good, right?
Yeah, so right, because they can sing it and they can rap it.
We wanted to make it repetitive and simple, so like we definitely leaned into that and made a very good record with really singable songs and good message. So.
I love it. I think this is something that's cool that maybe instructors can use if you're maybe in a swim class or if you're in the classroom. This could be the kind of project that would be supportive in those spaces. And I look at also Side 3, and I'm gonna take a little detour here for a second. I look at Side 3 and its commitment to the Colorado music community, and the work that you all do. I'm really familiar with the studio, and it's an amazing place. And the fact that this can be created here in Colorado, so many times we get national products brought in.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, here's this national product and we can do this. But to see music and music therapy created locally here, do you have a goal of like maybe involving more independent artists as you continue to evolve these products?
Yeah, I mean, I like working with a bunch of people. So that's just how I am naturally. So I would love to have whoever. That would be fun.
Yeah, I'm calling on my Trev Riches.
Well, Trev was at the studio the other day, and we were talking about it like a little bit, but I'm like, I don't know if Trev's ready to get on a kid's song. Maybe he is, though.
Extension. Like, he's writing, he's producing, he's doing a lot of things. Jay Tripp, like, there's a lot of artists out there that have been affected by trauma and their mental health, and the extension of their music is like, this is how,
You know a lot of these people better than I do, so that's going to be on you
do.
To facilitate that.
Do you hear me dropping those
I know.
Jewels? Hello, local love artists. We'll talk about it this weekend. Maybe we'll get you guys together and you'll have you hit the text line at 303-893-DROP if you're interested. Hash, I know you're listening. Vinny, I know you're listening. So y'all, give it an opportunity. Maybe you'll find a way, and maybe there'll be a call out, and that might be an extension, and we work on something and do something in the building with the next volume and have a performance or invite a bunch of kids.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yeah. So we've got some really great opportunities here. We're going to take a break, go back to the music really quick, and then come back with a little bit more talking about this music therapy and this project that is just really impactful for the community. And we're super excited to have the opportunity to have both Tyler and Gina here this morning for a part of Therapy Thursday. As I always say, music is just kind of the root to the soul, and we're really lucky to do music in the way we do it here. We're a public media radio station getting a chance to have these incredible, impactful conversations and working on our mental health at the same time. It's good when you can do more than one thing at one time. This multitasking is healthy for us, as well as being engaged with the music that we produce. It is 104.7 The Drop, the people's station for R&B and hip-hop.